Blog Talk Radio.
Toyland Productions and Toyland Entertainment presents Love Talk, a show about relationships and how to make better relationships in our community. This is your host, Mr. Rod Stevie, and as always, thank you for allowing me to be part of your evening. This is a new show for us here, and looking forward to just going through a lot of different things this year. Toyland Entertainment, Toyland Productions have a lot of big things they're doing for upcoming shows as well. And I just want to thank everybody that's listening right now. Starting off, I want to give a big shout-out to Ms. Kimberly K. the Entertainer, who had this vision a couple of years ago to kind of let Mr. Rod Stevie do his thing on the radio, and I really appreciate that. It's been a couple of years since I've been on the air, and I'm really looking forward to getting back into the flow and getting back into doing a lot of the different things that I used to do a couple of years back. So definitely want to give a big shout out to Music Mill Radio, musicmill.com. And also, if you have any promotion or any advertising that you want to do, definitely log into musicmill.com. Hit up Simply Kid Entertainer, and I guarantee she's definitely going to take care of you here. This show here is brought to you by Tranquil Minds. Mobile relaxation and wellness is the easy and affordable way to get your relaxation and massages in. It's Valentine's Day, and this is the right time to start thinking about massages and wellness. So if you want to find out more information about that, you can log on to tqmind.massagetherapy.com. Now, this show is a little bit different in format than I typically do. Typically, you hear me do political, social, economical type shows, and that will be back. The Rod Stevie Show will return on Sunday at 11 o'clock, and we got a big show that's coming up this Sunday. It's Black History, Still a Mystery. Basically going in depth in regards to Black history and why it's still not being pursued, not being taught as well as it should be. So definitely going to be a big show there. Today, the Love Talk line is open. You can call at 347-850-1228, and the chat lines will also be open as well. And this show here is called Love for Free. And Love for Free is all about emotional connections when you're after having intimacy, after having sex. That's what Love for Free is all about. Can you have sex without any emotional or relationship connections? So I got my man Dougie Love, the Chocolate Boy Wonder. He's online right now, and I'm going to bring him in, and he's going to help me really go through this particular segment, this particular session right here. And before I do that, I do have one more sponsor, and that's for the Getaway Girls. For everyone that's listening on the East Coast that's probably knee-deep in snow right now, you're probably trying to figure out, how can I get out of this cold and snowy weather? Well, there's no better people to ask than the experts of Getawayology. That's right, the Getaway Girls provide the latest and greatest in all things travel, from local hotspots, travel gadgets, resorts, restaurants, basically everything you need to know where to go, where to stay, and how to play. So for more information, please log on to GetawayGirlsInc.com. That's GetawayGirlsInc.com. Or follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GetawayGirlsInc. And they're also a big fundraiser right now that they're having tomorrow at Just Dance New Windsor, New York. If you want to find out more information with that, you can go onto my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson. Also go on Twitter at RST44. You're going to see the link there. So without further ado, I want to introduce my co-host for today, and that's my man Dougie Love. Chocolate Boy Wonder. He's going to go into relationships and love. He's been writing on Facebook for a while now, and I think you're really going to see a new side about relationships and love and how that affects our community. So Doug, are you on the air right now?
Yep, my man. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, man. Appreciate you coming on the air right now. Today's topic is like our fancy. You got the applause going. They're ready for you. So But what we're talking about today is love for free. Is there such thing as love for free?
Nah. There is. For men, yes. For women, no. For men, I believe, you know, we can hit and smash as much as we want for in most cases and don't get caught up, catch any feelings or anything. Women, you know, they equate sex and love. It's basically the same thing to them. So,
let me get this straight. Yeah. So you're saying that basically that there's for men, we can just pretty much, you know, do whatever we want, just kind of go freely without any type of emotional attachment whatsoever. But women, there's that emotional connection that they have. Do you think that men a lot of times hide that connection?
They can, most can hide it, but if he's really feeling her and he's smashing her, more will happen. You know, it's just not a booty call. More things can happen, but if not, then nothing else will.
Okay, that's really interesting take on that. Now, do you feel that there's a difference when someone says in the non-committed relationship or someone in the beginning stages of a relationship where that connection may vary?
Yes and no, because if you start off with a sexual relationship, nothing too much else will grow from it. I believe you have to get to know the person before you start all that, because this is what I believe. This is a little something I wrote. Most women gain and develop feelings for someone they're smashing. It doesn't matter if they just met them, and most men won't unless they already have some sort of feelings for them. That's why sex is never really just sex for women, because their emotions are almost always come into play. Sex and love are two different things, and to women, they intertwine. But for men, they are two different entities. Until they meet that woman, that changes their perspective and makes sex and love become one.
Huh. So that's it. Now, I know a lot of women out there that are probably listening in right now. This is Love Talk. Call in. I wanted to see what people think. 347-850-1228. And this once again is sponsored by Tranquil Minds Relaxation and Wellness. And what I want to see if there's some females out there that kind of disagree with what Doug Love is talking about here, saying that you can actually freely have these connections, not without any type of emotional background to it. You know, just kind of go, you know, it's Friday night, people are on their way to the club right now, and they might want to meet up with somebody, have their thing tonight, and then tomorrow won't even think about them. You know, that sort of thing. So basically you're saying that women that even say this, you know, pretty much align to themselves.
Yep, because, you know, that friends with benefits thing, somebody's always going to catch feelings, and most of the time it's the female. You know, so dudes, if a female wants friends with benefits, she's trying to not create an emotional attachment, but that happens because women are more emotional than men in most cases. In general, generally speaking, I'm not saying that, you know, women are always, but in generally speaking, you know, that's why most men can, you know, smash a few different girls and not think twice of it. Women can't really smash a few different dudes, you know, because if that happens, she'll start to really feel something for one or all of them.
You know, I kind of get what you're saying. It's sort of like, I kind of put like the analogy of bringing someone into your home. You know what I'm saying? The female, they're the ones that bring that person into the home. You know, they try to get clean up everything, make sure, you know, everything looks good, you know, and then make sure, you know, that everything's smelling good, and then have, you know, that person enter into their home. You know, when someone comes into your home, you want to make sure that you are welcoming them. You want to make sure that they're accepted to come into the house. So that's one of the big things there. See, a guy, I guess, you know, they can walk into a house, they can walk out and probably won't even think about going into that house again, but I guess, you know, that's something that's going to be up to discussion here, but, you know, that is definitely an interesting way of looking at it when it comes down to male and female relationships.
Yeah, because, you know, some dudes let the crush pink velvet get to them. Others, most don't, you know. That's why I put it like this. Women equate sex with love. Men, we really don't. When we want to smash, we're not thinking of it in emotional terms. We're thinking with that one with the mic down there. You know, we're trying to think with the mic. And by thinking with that mic, that after we smash, we don't care anymore. It's just like after you, Dave Chappelle said, ski, 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 and all that. Once you do that, you don't really care anymore. You're just like, eh, whatever, and you move on. A woman, after she lets somebody in that crush pink velvet, that's when emotions start to come about. And especially for dudes, if he already was feeling something for her, if you liked her, then more will come. If he didn't, then, you know, it's just smashing. For a woman, if it doesn't turn into feelings, like serious feelings, something that come about, she's going to start liking him and all the rest of that. You know, it's just like a kiss. One kiss can change everything. One slide in that crush pink velvet can change everything and will.
This here is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. You're listening to Doug Love. This is Mr. Vibes TV right here, and we are really getting into this topic here right now, since we're talking about love, we're talking about emotions. Right now we're going to be playing a song from Toy Sugar's Where Is Your Love, and this is the Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing but through with me. Tell me how it's supposed to be, cause I never received an apology. From not saying I love you and will place no one above you. Ooh. I've tried too hard to see that your love was meant for me. Because of this I almost lost my dignity. Where is your love?
Yeah, that was Toy Sugars with Where Is Your Love? And this is Love Talk, once again, on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Entertainment, Toyland Productions, and I'm with my man, Doug Love, right here. And I think that song is kind of fitting, Where Is Your Love? Now, a lot of times, you know, we're looking for that love and emotion, but sometimes I think people just want that physical element, that physical aspect of things, and that's where it comes down to, can you really be physical with someone without having that emotional connection? And that's what we're talking about here. And then we're talking about people that even in committed relationships that even step away from their marital status, from their marriage, can they do the one and done and go back to their husband or their wife or their person that they're in a committed relationship with and feel that there's no emotional attachment? So what do you think about that, Doug?
No. Well, we all seen Love and Hip Hop with Peter Guns, you know. First man in America to marry the side piece and keep her his side piece. You can't do that. You can't really step away. You can't. Once that happens, no. In marriage, nah. It's I don't believe so. I'm not married myself, but I will. I plan to be in a couple years, you know. And give me about 5-6. I don't know. But that's where I plan to be in about 5-6 years, you know.
That's something that you that when you think of, you know, it's just like a person that, you know, that plays baseball every day and then they step away from baseball and playing basketball. You might not remember all the hits you got for playing baseball, but you're going to remember that one time that you played basketball and stepped away from your game. And, that's what you got to look at. You got to look at to the point where there is going to be some sort of connection or some sort of element that's going to mess with you if you're in a committed relationship and you try to, you know, step to the side. But in a non-committed relationship, some people may feel that there's still that connection, that bond that you can get from that one person that you met Friday night, you know, downtown. So that's something that, you know, a lot of people got to think about as well. So once again, this is Love Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and, you know, this has been a really great topic right here. And we're going into one more segment that I want to discuss. This is a segment that's going to be towards the end of each one of our Love Talk episodes. Is going to be called Case of the X, where what I'm going to do, I'm going to read an email that one of our listeners sent in, and what we'll do, we're going to just kind of talk about that and see how this relates to them, because the X is the person that people hate to love and the person that people love to hate. So if we're talking about love, then sometimes the X gets in the way of finding that love. So this listener here, this is Miss J. I'm not going to use her full name, but Miss J from Washington, D.C., and she is recently going to be getting married. And her question that she has for us is it okay to invite your ex to the wedding?
No. Well, it depends. Well, it depends. This is what I say. I see no reason why you can't be cool with your exes, unless the breakup was disgusting, mean, nasty, physical, and violent. There's no reason why you can't be cool. You can be civil towards each other. You can still be friends, because think about it. If you were friends to begin with and you broke up mutually, you should be friends after. Nothing should change. Now, if you were never friends when you break up, you won't be friends after.
I definitely agree with that there. I think there's three questions that, Ms. J, you need to ask yourself. One, what is the relationship between you and this ex? You know, if you're, you know, like Doug was saying, if you were cool and everything was cordial during the breakup, then that will play a big factor in deciding whether or not to invite this person to your wedding. Number two, you got to find out what the connection, the bond of relationship is between that ex and your fiance, because if there's some bad blood there, or there's some dirt that went down, then what that's going to do, that's going to cause some conflict and some problems, not only for the wedding, but also for the reception afterwards. And then also the third thing that you got to think about is, where is the relationship, or what feelings or emotions does that ex still have for you? Just like what Mandel was saying earlier, a lot of times guys are good at hiding their true feelings and true emotions. So they can say, you know, I'm done with this. I'm, we're cool. You know, there's no more ties, there's no more relationship bond. And then he gets there and he's sitting there at the church and he sees, you know, you walking down the aisle with some other dude. That might spark some hidden emotions, hidden feelings that he was trying to repress and maybe want to bring that out. And I don't want to do that at the wrong time. You know, you don't want no best man, soul food type of incident happening at the reception. So those are three things, Ms. J, that I recommend that you consider before you make this decision. So it comes down to communication, talking to your fiance, talking to this ex, and seeing where each of you stand when it comes down to the feelings and emotions that are still involved. That's my take on this here.
Yeah, because I feel like there's no reason why you cannot be friends. You can always, if you were friends to begin with, you should be friends after, unless it was disgusting, mean, and violent. Now, if the dude's bashing your head in, yeah, I wouldn't be friends with him. Now, if the girl is crazy, pissing on your clothes and pouring bleach on them and lighting them on fire afterwards, no, there's no reason to be friends. Just leave her alone. Restraining orders are needed. But if y'all were cool, y'all broke up nice, you know, you just decided it wasn't good to begin with, like y'all weren't really working out, then why not? I'm cool with almost all mine. Almost. There's one or two that, you know,
There's always going to be that one or two. And I tell you, those are the things that we're going to talk about on this show here, Love Talk, on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. See, the ex is that element that can decide, you know, how your relationship goes sometimes. You see how, you know, see how that relationship was with the ex? That might predict how it might have, you know, how your current relationship's gonna go. So at times. So that's what this case of the ex segment is about. And we're gonna be discussing a lot of different topics here on Love Talk. So we would love to hear from someone, the 347-850-1228. Chime in, let us know what you think about this here. If you have any ideas on future topics, or you want to send in something in case of the X, you can tweet me at rsteve44, hashtag case of the X. So that way we can get this discussion on the air. So like I said, it'd be completely anonymous unless you decide that you want us to use your name. But it's definitely want to hear from everybody that's listening out there. So getting back to the main conversation here, love for free. This is what, you know, this is pretty much where there's an issue of the gender, the battle of the sexes when it comes down to the sex. You know, the connection and bond and the energy transfer that comes from having this intimate encounter with that person. So you got to make sure that you're doing this for, you know, you're not doing this just for that one time thing. You want to make sure that you're finding that special one to make sure that energy creates that bond, creates a flame that's not going to be able to put out. And that's what I think everybody's looking for. Even for the person that goes out to the club all the time, I think they're looking for that one person that they feel that they can have that true connection with. So some people like to try to, you know, test the waters. Some people like to just, you know, hold back. But, you know, you got to figure out where you are mentally, emotionally in your life. So any final thoughts you have, Doug Lowe?
My final thoughts are that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with testing the waters. I mean, you have to. That's the good part about being young, dating and whatnot. But just gotta be with the right person. God has to be with the right person. You know, if it's not, then if you know it's not gonna work, then why try? Leave those bum, dirty. Well, not all of them aren't dirty, but leave those bummy, bad. Well, not bad. Well, nobody's bad. It's just the way they treat people. Leave those bummy dudes alone. You know, leave them alone.
Yeah, that's going to be leading to our next week's topic as well. Why do good girls mess with the bad dudes? You know, these guys that treat them dirty, treat them wrong, but these smart, intelligent, beautiful women, they wind up going after these dudes, and they just try to figure out why. So that's what next week's topic is. If you want to send in any thoughts, please Facebook on that. Definitely let us know what's going on. Once again, as always, thank you for listening to Love Talk. This is our first show on this particular, first of many on this particular line. And I just want to remind you that on Sunday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, we're going to have the Roz TV show back in its regular time slot. And this is going to be a really big year. We want to try to do a lot of different things to try to do big things for our community as well. So once again, on behalf of my man Doug Love, this is your boy Rod Stevie, and as always, appreciate you for letting us take a little bit of time in your evening and making us a part of your listening here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, this is your source for inspiration, information, and we're going to do our best to uncover all the lies and all the secrets that are going on in our relationships and our love, and also around the area as well. And once again, we are sponsored by Tranquil Minds Relaxation Wellness. I want to thank them. I also want to thank Getaway Girls. Once again, getawayinc.com, getawayinc.com, and you can also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Getaway Inc. So we got a couple minutes, and we actually have a caller that called in. So if we want to say we got a couple minutes left. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your comment? Hello, Cole, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Cole, you're on the air. This is Love Talk. What's your comment?
You got to speak. Speak it to the receiver. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, but do you feel there's an emotional connection that happens after sex?
Let your voice be heard. There's only 1 minute left. But while they're not speaking, follow me on Instagram at DOFRESH. Follow me. Trust me, you'll be entertained. Follow me on Twitter at DOFRESH also. That's D-O, fresh. Put on my initials, but follow me. You'll be entertained. Oh, just follow me. After I glove, the double-edged sword is on its way. Sorry for the shameless plugs, but, you know, got to do it. Nobody else is talking. After
hey,
I love the double-edged sword is on its way. And, yeah, you will be hearing from me. This is going to be a big year, you know. I'm Dougie Love.
Oh, yeah, there's some real, definitely real big information that he puts out there weekly as far as relationship, as far as love, as far as lust, and a little bit of everything. So definitely a big follow right there. But once again, I want to appreciate you for spending a little bit of time with your weekend with us. And this here is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. All right, until next time.